This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. This interview is actually the first part in a three-part interview series we are conducting with HSBC Bank Canada. HSBC Bank Canada is a global bank that's been serving Canadians for more than 30 years. They've done incredible work improving representation and advancement of persons of Indigenous descent within their own workforce. Through this series, we're speaking directly with some of their Indigenous Canadian employees, as well as a senior executive who will give us insights into what this really looks like and why they feel it's important. We start this three-part series off with a conversation with Megan Stewart, a finance officer with HSBC Bank Canada. But before we get into everything, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself. Megan, do you know where you're from, what nation you're from, and just a bit more on the background side?
Well, Meg, I just want to say thanks for, you know, having me on here. So I am Talton First Nations from Telegraph Creek, although I was born and raised on Vancouver Island, and I grew up in a small town called Port Alberni.
Oh, wonderful. Great area, of course. So maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about your educational background as well.
Well, I went to high school on the island, and then after I finished high school, I got a full tuition scholarship to Vancouver Island University in Nanaimo. So I did my full undergraduate while I was there. It did take me 5 years to complete it, though, as I took a year to study abroad in Frankfurt in Germany after my third year at university. So I did do a year at Frankfurt School of Finance and Management. And then I graduated last spring with a Bachelor of Business Administration with a double major in Accounting and Management.
Oh, that's great. Well, also, of course, you are a finance officer with HSBC Bank Canada. How did you actually find out about that specific job and, you know, more about HSBC and join them?
Well, a friend of mine that I met through an Aboriginal business program for university students, it's called Chinook. He was working at HSBC, and he approached me shortly before I finished university last year and told me about a program at HSBC called the Diversity and Inclusion Program, and he strongly suggested that I should apply. So before that, I had honestly never considered working at a bank before, but it was an interesting opportunity that I've never come across before, so I applied. And before I knew it, I was sitting with the head of diversity and inclusion and actually with the CFO as well. Just a little intimidating.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, about 3 weeks later, I finished my exams, and then I was living in Vancouver and starting work at HSBC.
So that's wonderful. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about your role as an intern. You know, you said you started in the Diversity and Inclusion Program, and of course, where you are now in your current role.
Sure. So I started as a finance intern in the corporate accounting office on the finance team. So for the first month, it was pretty slow. I was working on pretty random jobs, helping out quite a few different people. Pretty much just learning how to use the systems and learning about the many different lines of business that HSBC has. After about 3 months, an opportunity came up where a couple of the finance roles that were previously in Toronto, they were being transitioned to Vancouver. So they started training me to take over one of these roles. It was kind of like being thrown into the ocean. So all of a sudden, I was up to my head in training every day, trying to learn all of the different tasks that I was going to have to do. Learning about like what had to be done and when specifically it had to be completed. So it was a little overwhelming, but I ended up getting a full-time position out of it. So I officially started that a couple months ago.
That's great. It sounds like they threw you a life jacket even though they threw you in the ocean.
Yeah, they did.
That's wonderful. So maybe we can touch a little bit more, you know, back towards the career side of things. Like, are there any particular career challenges you've faced yourself, you know, and what did you, you know, how did you go about addressing them, that kind of thing?
Well, I found, and actually I still find, that one of my biggest challenges is my age. So I'm obviously still quite young. I graduated university last spring and started work 3 weeks after I finished my exams, hadn't even technically graduated yet. And now I'm the youngest member on my team by about 5 years. So it's a bit intimidating, you know, working with people who have many years of experience in multiple different areas as well. And there's been multiple times where I've doubted whether or not I can keep up with the demands of you know, working at a bank, working in this specific industry. And, you know, I've always wondered what my coworkers actually think about working with someone who's so inexperienced. So sometimes I just have to give myself a little pep talk to, you know, believe that I actually can do this and that I have been doing this without any disasters happening.
No, that's great. I'm sure that can speak to a lot of, you know, young Aboriginal people out there right now joining the workforce and probably, you know, experiencing some of their own issues, you know, with their age and, you know, believing in their abilities as well. And, you know, like I said previously, I'm sure they're doing some great work, of course, you know, bringing you along, making sure they're giving you some great insights and things like that. And it actually touches upon our next point as well, too. You know, what's next for you career-wise? You know, this is a bit of a typical question, but I like it myself for people. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, I will be starting my CPA in the fall, so my Chartered Professional Accounting designation. So back to school, back to the student life. And but this time I'll be working at the same time, so it'll be a little bit different. And so that takes about 2 to 3 years to complete. And then after that, I honestly have no idea. You know, I'm going to see where I am in life just in general. And then, but with the global opportunities that are available at HSCC, I'm kind of thinking that I would like to go work abroad for a year or two. So,
hey, maybe you can go back to Frankfurt.
Maybe. This is a banking city.
There you go. Wonderful. Well, finish up with our last couple of points. You know, what's your best advice for other new grads out there? You know, you mentioned yourself, you got right into the workforce 3 weeks after, so I'm sure for some people out there, that's exactly what they want. So what's some advice for them and maybe for those also looking to explore new career options?
I would say take what opportunities that are available to you. So you never know where they may lead you. I mean, I grew up in a small town on an island, and I did go to it's a smaller university, but I ended up living in Germany for a year, and now I'm working at a global bank, so you never know what can happen.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Again, this has been Megan Stewart, Finance Officer at HSBC Bank Canada. Thank you all for taking the time to listen in, and please make sure to check out more information at www.hsbc.ca. And as well, they always have lots of opportunities in the career aspect. You can actually find directly more information at www.hsbc.ca/careers, where you can search through all their open jobs, including the Indigenous internship program we've chatted about today. Again, thank you all so much for taking the time, and Chi-mi-gwech, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.